tough. It's hard to win every week. And we played probably as bad as we could play for a half, and even some of that third quarter. But this room understands that, and it keeps freaking battling, okay? And that's why we got a chance to go where we all want to go.
This is TechSense Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center, any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Monday Night Football in San Diego, Qualcomm Stadium, a very special and great way to start out the Houston Texans season. Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside owner Bob McNair. Wow, what a way to get things started. You made your way all the way up, probably 80 yards with 80 yards of fans here on the sideline.
Isn't that fun? I tell you, it's wonderful to see their excitement and see such a great turnout. So it's really an enthusiastic group.
Well, and you look like you really enjoyed yourself. You know, I was talking to some of the fans after you did that, and it means a lot to them for you to reach out to them, and you just did it with a smile on your face.
Well,
the whole
love
way.
To do it, love to do it, and we appreciate their support, and we give it back to them.
Well, all right, let's talk about this game out here. Obviously kicking off the season with Monday Night Football, no bigger stage. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, we really are. We got a lot of question marks. People are coming back from injuries and some new people stepping in. And we know we've got a good ball club. How good are we? We don't know. We'll find out. And hopefully we'll be ready to play tonight and put on a good performance.
What are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, I think our offense is going to be pretty consistent tonight. And with Arian back, I think we'll run the ball fairly well. I want to see us be a little more consistent with our defense and hopefully with our secondary. You know, we're up against Rivers here, who's a good passer, and hopefully we can do a little better job on our pass defense. But I think our pass rush will be there. We'll have Whitney, we'll have JJ, and we'll have Brian in there. So I think we'll be in pretty good shape, but that's what I'm looking for.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. I know you've got a lot of fans, a lot of people who want to meet and greet. And through the magic of TV, we're going to just go ahead and show you right now how it all wrapped up in this week's Texans Rewind.
It was the first game of the year. It was the last game of the weekend. And it was all on the big stage of Monday Night Football. Unfortunately for the Texans, after all the preparations and all the hype, the first play of the 2013 season resulted in a Matt Schaub interception. Phillip Rivers quickly responded on the Chargers' first possession with a 14-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Matthews, giving the Chargers a 7-0 lead after just 15 seconds. The Texans did respond with a 10-play, 71-yard drive, capped off with a 1-yard touchdown reception by Owen Daniels.
Schaub fakes the gift, throws back of the end zone, caught, touchdown Owen Daniels!
The Texans defense then proceeded to get lit up by Phillip Rivers, who by the middle of the third quarter had tossed 3 more touchdown passes, giving the Chargers a 28-7 lead. Then Matt Schaub and the Texans went to work. Schaub connected with Garrett Graham for a 7-yard touchdown pass, making the score 28-14.
Schaub to throw, passes over the middle, and he hits Garrett Graham for the touchdown. Schaub's second touchdown pass of the night.
By the fourth quarter, the momentum was definitely turning. Andre Johnson finished the night with 146 yards on 12 catches and helped march the Texans down the field yet again, resulting in Owen Daniels' second touchdown on the night, bringing the Texans to within 7.
Matt back to throw, looking, passes to his right, hits Daniels, he's in! Touchdown, Houston!
With the Chargers pinned deep after a booming Shane Leckler punt, Brian Cushing was officially welcomed back and showed why he deserved his big new contract.
Long count here by Rivers, who gets the snap, quick throw, and picked off Brian Cushing! He's off to the races, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Houston! Welcome back, Brian!
And it was Randy Bullock who, with no time left on the clock, kicked the game-winning 41-yard field goal to not only walk away with the game ball, but to cap off the biggest comeback in team history.
The snap is down. The kick is on the way. And it's good! The Texans win! Their biggest comeback ever! Randy Bullock good from 41 yards, and Houston defeats San Diego 31-28.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up here from San Diego. We got to take our first time out here on Texan Soil, but don't go away. When we come back, Mark Vandermeer and I will be back at Reliance Stadium to wrap it up. In the meantime, Mr. McNair is still going at it with the fans. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, after that one, I know you are fired up and ready to talk about this week.
Fired up, Patty. That was a phenomenal game by the Texans. And, you know, when you look at the greatest comeback in team history and you see what Matt Schaub was able to do, what Andre Johnson was able to do, and a defense that really got it going after allowing that drive to open the third quarter by the Chargers, they shut them down, holding them to 10 total yards. That was phenomenal stuff, and they get out of San Diego with a win. And that's the important thing here, Patty. You know, you look at a bad start by this football team. Yeah, they had it, but they overcame it. And the fact that they did, former players are telling me this might help them more than if they had won 32-0 or something like that. The fact that they were able to come back from that kind of deficit brings everybody together, gives them a lot of confidence in their ability to do this sort of thing, so that should help.
Well, and how much confidence then do the players, the coaches, and even Matt Schaub have in himself after the performance that he put in, specifically in that second half after overcoming that first play pick?
Well, it is the biggest comeback in team history, like we said, and Schaub has brought the Texans back before. Remember, double-digit deficits against Jacksonville and Detroit last year, and eventually they win both games in overtime. The difference is he threw interceptions in overtime of both of those games, yet they won. In this game, he was nearly flawless once he threw that opening pick, which was a deflection, a good play by the linebacker Jarrett Johnson, and eventually picked off by Cam Thomas. So Schaub, after that, was great, Patty, and his teammates really rallied around him. Now, when you have guys like Andre Johnson and Owen Daniels helping you out, no question, it's a collaborative effort, but you have to look at the quarterback. Peter King told me this week, he said, the guy I'm most excited about is Matt Schaub, because the fact that he showed he could do that bodes well for the future of the Texans this year.
All right, can you elaborate a little bit on the run game? Obviously, there was, you know, the tandem of Ben Tate and Arian Foster. Arian Foster possibly a little disgruntled by the end of the game. But just sort of kind of break that dynamic down for us and then where that takes us here moving forward.
Everybody was asking me what was going to be the carry breakdown. Arian had 18 and Ben Tate had 9. And I think they're going to be somewhat similar to that percentage-wise for the rest of the year. It's like 66-33. But when you look at what's going to happen here in the future, Arian wants the football. Every good back does. And he's going to get the football. He'll have every opportunity to shine just like he always does. But Ben Tate is back. And that's big for this football team because we remember what he did 2 years ago. We always talk about that. I think he's going to have a somewhat similar season as he did in 2011 when he ran for over 900 yards. It's good for the Texans.
And your call, really, I was listening as I'm watching the game. I'm listening to you and Andre. And your call when Brian Cushing had the pick six, it was, welcome back, Brian Cushing. You could not have been a better welcome back for him.
And that's part of HCC. Go get it. It's yours, Brian Cushing. You know what? It was his. He went and got it. What a play by the linebacker. And my call was welcome back, Brian, because, you know, he's spent so much time working, rehabbing, out since week 5 last year. He comes back and does that sort of thing. It was phenomenal stuff, and it tied the football game.
All right, let's look forward now to the Tennessee Titans coming in town, the first home game here. What are you expecting?
Well, the Titans beat Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh, and that's still an accomplishment in my mind. Now, Ben Roethlisberger is not getting the kind of help he needs up front on the offensive line. His running game is zilch. They had 32 rushing yards, but I'm going to credit the Titans defense with a bunch of this. They had 5 sacks on the day, and Greg Williams, even though he's not listed as the defensive coordinator, everyone thinks he's pretty much coaching that defense right now with Jerry Gray helping out, who's labeled as the DC, and either way, the Titans, the end result is they looked really good on defense last week. Now, Pittsburgh is not a great running team these days anyway. I think the Texans will be able to run the football. And the Texans defensively, especially in this building, Patty, Bulls on Parade, all the noise, all that other stuff, they should do well defensively against an inexperienced, relatively, quarterback in Jake Locker. They knocked him out of the game here last year, and I expect them to be very aggressive against him again.
All right, great stuff, Mark. We have to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Shiloh Kao will join us. Stay with us. Congratulations to Wade Smith, the Texans Community Player of the Month for August. Wade Smith and nominator Chris Myers will appear at Whataburger located at 1225 Fry Road in Katy on Tuesday, September 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. Make sure to vote for September nominees at HoustonTexans.com. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, Shiloh Kao. Obviously, we've got to talk about that big, huge win. You and I talked after the game Monday night in San Diego. You came out with all your Hawaiian leis and beads and a big smile on your face. Just kind of take us through what a great night that turned out to be for you guys.
You know, it started off rough. It didn't begin as a great night. But we got our focus back, and we came out in that second half and got the job done. You know, it started off slow, but we were able to finish strong and fast and walk away with a victory.
What is this going into this season and going into that game been like for you? You know, knowing Ed Reed was coming, number one, coming to this team, then not knowing if he's going to start or not, and you being out there, just kind of in your preparations, how do you mentally and physically prepare for that role?
I think mostly it's all a mental thing. I'm trying to prepare myself every day as if I'm the starter. Regardless if Ed's going to be back or not and ready to go, I got to be ready. You know, they're counting on me. This whole off season, I've been running with the ones, and I think that's helped me out a lot. I'm a lot more comfortable out there. And I just, you know, for the most part, try not to think about, you know, if I'm a backup, a starter, and whatnot. You know, everybody's job is to prepare like they're going to play in the game. So I'm just going to keep doing that and keep working hard out there.
Take us through the fake punt, a little trickery, you know, everybody says a little trickery from Gary Kubiak, but really it wasn't Gary Kubiak. Is that something that you have kind of the green light to make that call? How does the dynamics of that work? And then kind of just take us through how it went on Sunday night.
You know, I was hoping that they'd give me the opportunity to make the call, and sure enough, they did. I was actually shocked at first because we're known not to run fakes, you know. And as I was running out on the field, I heard our special teams coach, Joe, you know, yell out, hey, you know, fake, the alert's on, you know. And basically, you know, they trust me to make the right decision, the right call. And I felt like, you know, I trusted the guys in front of me. We didn't have that far to go. You know, we might have been able to check out of it with the look they were giving us, but I just felt that we could get the job done. So I went ahead with the call, and it, you know, it gave our coach confidence, and you know, maybe we'll put something else in.
Is that something that you decide, like, right then? Do you look at how they're lined up and decide, hey, I can do this? Or at what point do you make that exact decision?
I mean, for the most part, I felt like as I was running out on the field, since they gave me the chance to, you know, give me the option, I was going to run it. You know, I just had the confidence in the guys out on the field that we were going to be able to get the job done. And like I said, you know, they came out with a look that, you know, we might typically check out and just punt the ball. But I just felt like, you know, we had the momentum going at that point. Defense was playing really strong. And I was just trying to give another chance for the offense to get the ball back and put some points on the board.
All right, well, while we've got you here, tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, you've got your Idaho football shirt on there, went to school there, a smaller school playing in the NFL. Just talk a little bit about your background. And I know you've got to be an extremely athletic guy, and I'm going to get to that in my next question. Being in JJ's softball game, this guy was the hero right here. So, you know, did you have baseball in your past? Just give us a little background on you.
I mean, grew up in a big family up in Seattle, up in the Northwest. Very athletic family. My father coached us in all sports, the boys and girls. Big football, baseball family. Was a small kid growing up, really small. Didn't get recruited too much. I felt like it was because of my size. Ended up going to Idaho. They offered me a scholarship, and I just, you know, did what I could. It was always my dream and my goal, really, to make it to this point. And everything worked out.
Well, and I said I was going to talk about it, and I'm hoping we have some video we can show here. But at JJ's charity softball game, you really stole the show defensively, offensively, with the walk-off home run. I know that had just been a lot of fun for you, not only to show off that athleticism, but to really help JJ out for a great cause.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a great time out there, and it was, you know, it was for a great cause. And I had a lot of fun. I don't think a lot of guys knew that I was a big baseball player growing up. And actually growing up, my family we've had a co-ed softball team ever since I can remember. So I've been involved with softball for a long time, too. So I understand it's kind of a different game. But, you know, I really enjoyed it and went out there. And, you know, we wanted to put on a show for the crowd. And it was great. It turned out, you know, defense made a great comeback. We were able to pull off the game. But it was funny because Kush was our coach. And he told me when we were making the comeback, he's like, hey, we're going to bat around the system and around the lineup, and we're going to give you a shot to hit a walk-off. You know, and sure enough, that happened. So I was cracking up when it happened. But it was all fun.
It definitely was a lot of fun. Before I let you go, the Tennessee Titans coming in to Houston for your home opener. Just looking, you've had a chance to look at some of the film. Just when you look at their offense, what are the biggest challenges they pose?
You know, they got a dual threat in Jake Locker. He can do a lot of things for him, whether throwing the ball or you know, running around. You know, he can stay alive. And, you know, they got Chris Johnson in the backfield. You know, we got to stop the run. That's probably going to be the biggest thing for us, is stopping the run and making them throw the ball. And the you know, defensive backs are going to have to step up. We had a rough first half last week, so we're going to have to learn from our mistakes and just play great football.
All right. Well, good luck to you this weekend. We have to take one final time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. When we come back, Mark Vandermeer will rejoin us for Mailbag. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for Mark's favorite segment, Mailbag, brought to you by
the Houston Texans scratch-off game. You might win, so play the Texas Lottery.
All right, our first question comes from Ben. Ben wants to know, with the return of Antonio Smith, what kind of impact will he have on the defense?
Well, Ben, Antonio Smith is going to be huge for this defense because he draws double teams on occasion. And you know who benefits when that happens? J.J. Watt. Last week against San Diego, they didn't have the same kind of concern or respect for Jared Crick. Not that Jared did a bad job. He did a nice job. But Antonio Smith, Pro Bowler a couple of years ago, dynamic player, and not just that, Patty, but having his personality back in the locker room, everything he brings to the table as a player on and off the field, that's going to be big for this team.
All right. Sally wants to know that she had read that J.J. Watt has set his goals for 2020. We all know what that is, but how realistic are those goals? How many sacks realistically do you think J.J. will have this season?
Well, he had none in the opener, okay. But he still made big plays. He had the batted pass. He made a tackle for a loss. I think J.J. is going to get his, and I'll put that in quotes. I don't know about eclipsing 20 sacks again. I think that's very tough. But, you know, he could have three on Sunday against the Titans, and all of a sudden he's off and running again. He's on pace. Because sacks are like bananas. They come in bunches, and he tends to get them that way. So I think it's still a possibility, of course, despite the fact that he went through one game without them. But it's going to be very tough to get 20. He can still be dominating at 15.
All right. Finally, Reggie wants to know, what is different about the Texans' offense? The formations look different to him. What are they doing differently?
You know, they have a few different formations, Patty. They're running the pistol, okay, and I call it the sawed-off shotgun. Matt Schaub, a little bit of a shorter shotgun. You see the running back behind him. It kind of keeps the defense off balance. No, Schaub is not a threat to run out of the pistol the way Kaepernick was at Nevada. It's not like that with the Texans. They just use it as a different look and a way to change things up when they're showing the defense what they're going to do. Now, they also put Greg Jones out wide a couple of times or in the slot. A lot of people reacted to that. They did it last year with James Casey, the fullback slash H-back slash tight end slash former professional baseball player. Look, Greg Jones can catch the football. You're not going to see a whole lot of it, but they're just showing different looks, trying to keep the defense off balance.
All right, great stuff, Mark. That is Mailbag. We've got a big game coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it is Liberty White Whiteout.
It's Liberty Whiteout, and I don't have a white suit. I mean, this is the lightest I get. So should I get one for this game?
No, because you've worn white on this show before, and we've told you white's really not a good color.
I look like I should star on Fantasy Island.
Welcome.
All right. Look for Mark in his white. I will definitely be wearing white, and you can tune in and catch us right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Countdown, Texans Countdown Live at 10 a.m. Mark will be there. We have a cast of characters. We look forward to seeing you either out here at Reliance Stadium or you seeing us right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Have a great week, everyone.
It's finally time to open the season, and the Texans are looking to start it off with a bang in a Monday night matchup against a team they have never beaten.
Let's get it, baby! Monday night football, let's go have some fun, get things on, man. Just like playing in the backyard again, right? Let's give them a show.
We got to play our way. Fast, furious, Texan football, and we got to protect the rock, man.
Yeah, baby!
Great focus details, guys, and don't give them one break.
You're on the road. Ain't nothing better than silence than 60,000 people, you hear me?
And we are ready to rock in San Diego. Here's the kickoff. The season is underway. Rivers back to throw as Whitney Merciless gets there to get to the legs of Rivers. Schaub makes the gift, throws back in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Owen Daniels. And he's got a man, Andre Johnson, to his left. 45, hops over a tackler. And he hits Derek Graham for the touchdown. And Houston pulls within two touchdowns of San Diego. Houston in business deep in San Diego territory. He's in! Touchdown, Houston! And the Texans are within a touchdown. And Rivers steps up. Batted down, J.J. Watt! There he is! Quick throw and picked off Brian Cushing. He's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Welcome back, Brian. The Texans are going to tie it up. 41-yard field goal attempt for the win for Randy Bullock. The kick is on the way. And it's good. Their biggest comeback ever. And Houston defeats San Diego 31-28.